There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The guy is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, special hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show now, following up on our good friend Jonathan Emord. And I'm heading out to California for the largest health convention in the world just about. And that's why we're going to have to talk delicious food and how it relates to health, vitality, and healing. And we're going to do that with my good friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and a surprise guest momentarily. Dr. Nick, welcome back.
Hi, Robert. It's so nice to be on your show again. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And you contacted me this time, said there's a very interesting event coming up in New York City that now I want to go. But in the meantime, until I can, we want to tell everybody about it. And it relates to a presentation that you're giving. But what's not as interesting as your presentation, no, actually more, maybe equally so, is the food that's going to be available and the chef preparing it. So tell me a little bit about what's coming and why we're doing this special edition.
Well, since the 1990s, I've really been very impressed with Chef David Boulay, who's considered one of the best chefs in the world. But in addition, what caught my attention as an alternative nutritionally oriented doctor was the fact that Chef Boulay was absolutely obsessed with providing the best quality nutrition, dense food to his clients. And he's gone far and above any other chef as far as I know. And I know a lot of them around the country. And his food is not only the best in terms of taste, but it's the best in terms of nutritional density, the way the foods are prepared, the techniques that are used. David's developed a lot of techniques to preserve the nutritional benefit of the food, which is very unusual. I mean, when I talk to David, he knows more nutrition than any doctor, I'll tell you that. But certainly more than most scientists, because he's in constant touch with scientists, and he's working out an arrangement with Cornell, with their nutrition department, which is a superb nutrition department. And his whole goal is to provide the best tasting food and the best quality nutrition for his clients. And it's an unbeatable combination. And the genesis of this lecture series is he finally decided to bring his two interests together, good quality food and good nutrition, by inviting doctors like myself who are interested in alternative medicine and nutrition to speak at one of his restaurants. He has a beautiful space called Boulay Botanical, which has the only biodynamic farm in New York City. It's indoor, and he grows the herbs there. He's got, I think, 450 different herbs. And it's a beautiful space. It's his event space, separate from his main restaurant. And he's had a series of lectures speak before I spoke about 6 months ago, and he's doing it again now. And I'm going to be speaking March 11th on a Wednesday, beginning at 6:30 at Boulay Botanical. And he will be supervising the meal. And when we did it last time, the food was unbelievable. My wife is still talking about the food. It was like 6 months ago.
Wow.
And it's all nutrient-dense with good quality fats. I mean, David knows more about coconut oil than anyone I've ever met. So this is going to be real good quality food, locally grown in the cleanest way possible, prepared in the best way possible to preserve the nutrition and also the taste. So it's a great event bringing together the chef and the scientist / physician to address people who are interested in this. So it'll be a lecture with food, and it'll be a multi-course dinner, and you can't go wrong. The food will be superb, and hopefully the lecture will be good too.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be awesome. I'm looking forward to one day being up there to see or even perhaps provide a lecture. But in the meantime, let's welcome Chef David Boulay to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chef Boulay, wonderful to have you on board.
Thank you. It's exciting for me too. I'm very interested to continue what I've been
trying to learn from doctors like Nick Gonzalez and folks who are putting together a presentation like you. Thank you very much for having me.
We go way back, and if we go even further back, somebody once said, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. It sounds like you've taken that to heart, but you've also said that wonderful healing food can be as tasty and as healthfully ingested as can be.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's 50 years. I'm in the kitchen now. So I started when I was a young person in a French family, and I learned very quickly that food was something we always celebrated. And if there was ever anyone that had particular interest or wasn't feeling good, my grandmother and mother always had something that was the special food cure, and they always seemed to work. So food became something to me that was more than just fun taste or calories. It was something that you could live your life on.
Chef Boulay, when I grew up as an American on a standard American diet of pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips, and of course my body suffered tremendously on top of the fact that the doctors were willing to drug my little body that was not nourished rather than nourishing it. And I've had the great fortune of traveling around the world, including to France, where there seems to be a much more rich gastronomical history, where they didn't disconnect from the land the way that many of us here in America had. And food became food, even if it wasn't, if it was cheap, fast, and easy, as opposed to really nourishing of life. So you had, it sounds like, with a French heritage, a little bit more connection to the food growing up.
Yes, I was very, I guess I would use the word spoiled when I was younger. When my grandparents came to the States, they bought land right on the water in Jamestown, Rhode Island, and they bought a large farm up in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And they wanted to live like they did in France. They were in the mid part of their life. So they raised rabbits, pheasants, chickens. They sold eggs. They had several areas of fruit trees, vegetables. They even had goat, because my uncle, who is today a pharmacist, at that time was lactose intolerant. So my grandmother was making goat items for him because he couldn't appreciate the cow milk. So this is the way I grew up. And it wasn't until I was about 18 that we didn't have homemade bread. And I remember particularly eating at a friend's house, and when the first course came, it was a head of iceberg lettuce cut into quarters with bottles around it. And I didn't realize that that was the first course. I thought it was a game or it was a joke because I hadn't seen anything like that before. So the realization was that I was the oddball, and I've been trying to share what they have sort of ignited in me since a young boy through my life.
Beautiful.
That's why I'm still in the restaurant business.
We're talking with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Chef David Boulay, and I've got his website connected, and also it'll link through to the event coming up March 11th. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez will be speaking on anti-cancer diets in between the most extraordinary anti-cancer meal you'll ever have prepared for you in New York City, and we'll get to more of the details on that. And Dr. Nick, I joke about my upbringing as an American kid eating the four food groups, as it were, and none of them very healthy. I forget if you also had that kind of standard American diet before you also woke up.
Oh, I didn't eat a bit of healthy food until I was 25 and suddenly got interested in nutrition. I have very strong genes or I probably would have been dead. But I envy Chef Boulay to have grown up with healthy, locally grown, farm-raised food. I didn't have that. I grew up in Queens here in New York City with the idea of farm was, you know, old McDonald had a farm. I didn't know anything about nutrition.
Yes.
And my poor mom, you know, my mom was raised by Italian immigrants, and they had their own land on Long Island, just like David. They raised a lot of their own vegetables. They had a goat. They had chickens. And my mom is 93 years old, and she has perfect teeth with four fillings. After World War II, when she started having kids, she was going to give her kids all the junk food that she couldn't afford because they were too poor to buy sugar and prepare food, so they made all their own food. And as a result, she has superb health. So she was going to give us all the junk and the sugar and the ring-dings that she couldn't afford. And, you know, by age 12, I had 12 cavities.
Right.
And she's 93 years old and has like three or four cavities, perfect teeth, really good health. So you can really see that generation was very fortunate, where they assumed that locally grown food was the best, unprocessed food was the best. And along came World War II, and then the convenience food would make everything easy for the housewife. That was the whole tradition. And it really sabotaged American agriculture as well as American food. But people like David are really trying to bring back that tradition that really, really leads not only to better tasting food, because locally grown organic tastes better, but also healthier. So it's a great combination. But Robert, like you, I grew up on junk food.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was quite proud of it until I started learning something. Fortunately, as dumb as I may have been, I was smart enough to say, and I don't think this is the way people should live, and started reading, learned about Weston Price, and changed my diet. And, you know, it's been good food ever since. But yeah, I grew up like you on pizza, soda, junk food.
I know. I find it uncanny how similar our lives have been. At 24 is when I switched around to my organic diet as well. And, you know, I've never looked back. I've only strengthened my understanding and commitment to this. And that's why I appreciate you bringing Chef Boulet to my attention. And, Chef David Boulet, again, we've got you linked up. David, BOULEY.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Not only are you preparing and providing these kinds of foods, but you're so invested in the education as to why it's valuable and important. Do you see that void still in our American culture?
I see an incredible revolution in integrated medicine. And here in New York City, I have a lot of faith in the younger generation because there are so many juice bars opening in New York, several of them. I spent some time, I've got to meet a few of the owners, like Juice Generation. And when I go there, you have to wait in line constantly. Any juices that they have available that you can take home that they clearly tell you only last 2 days, the refrigerators are usually empty. I find that a lot of the young people, we just had a big party at Boulet Botanical for Vogue, where we had about 75 young, very beautiful people. And I was surprised, I was just talking to my sous chef about the lamb that I just got down from Great Barrington that was grass-fed. And I was telling him, you see how this tastes? As soon as you feel it in your mouth, you can taste that your body's happy, that you know you're going to digest the grass-fed, loved animal. And then when I turn around, there are four models standing next to me. They want to know where and how could they buy this lamb that they were eating. So I see the response. But my long term is basically, I never went to cooking school. I've been sharing what I was taught. I realized my friends were so excited to learn about food and how much fun it was to eat it and how tasty it could be. So when I went to France and studied and worked in restaurants, I was a student of Nouvelle Cuisine. And then when I came to New York, working in some of the classic restaurants in the early 80s, I realized a lot of people didn't really trust the chef. They felt they had to go 3 days to the gym more, or the scenario was on the way to the restaurant, they were planning how they were going to eat, which meant sauce on the side, pretty much dictating to the chef how to cook. In those days, I realized that they didn't know what was going on in the Nouvelle Cuisine in France. So I was one of the first ones to arrive in New York in the early 80s. But as things continued, I realized that people who, if they ate clean, pure food, they would trust the chef. And so when I opened my first restaurant, it was in the farthest place I could be in the southern part of Manhattan. And I realized that if people had trusted the chef and allowed us to cook for them, then we began a sort of journey together where we learn more from each other. The chef has to learn what the customers want to eat, and we have to enhance it. Sometimes it's based on metabolism, health, or other idiosyncrasies. But if a chef is interested, accepts the challenge to know more about them, almost like a family.
Chef Boulet, can you stand by for a moment? We have got to take a quick break here. We're going to be back with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and Chef Boulet. We'll tell you how you can participate if you're in the New York City area and you want to go hear Dr. Nick or eat the wonderful foods we're about to reveal after the break. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's a gastronomical, extraordinary edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, our good friend, and our new good friend. We want to visit when I'm in New York next time, Chef Boulay, and we have his website linked up in the show notes, and you can check it out very easily. You can always go to David Boulay, BOULEY.com. And that'll get you there. Dr. Nick is going to be lecturing there on the 11th of March. I think this is the second one. You're doing an encore. Is that right?
Yeah, this is the second time I'll be speaking at this series. I spoke at the earlier one about 6 months ago.
So it's a good sign. You didn't wear out your welcome.
That's right. I've been reinvited, as my wife said. Hallelujah. I've been invited back. Good.
All right. Well, Chef Boulay, again, extraordinary what you're presenting here. And not only in terms of the food that you're preparing that I'm sure is wonderful, delicious, and beautiful, but again, tying it into the health and healing, which is so extraordinary and so necessary today.
Thank you. We're learning a lot. You know, when I can have people who are clients like Lou Reed over the recent years, particularly I made a meal for him where he didn't want to eat, he only wanted to have two desserts because his friends were going to have a full menu, but he had to record the next morning. But when I served him these two, he had the same dessert twice, I didn't realize it, but when he went home, he was diabetic and he didn't need any insulin at all. The next day, he was waiting for me by the restaurant, and I wasn't giving enough attention to him, so he grabbed my arm and started shaking, and he wanted to know, what did I do to him? What did he have to do this and not need any insulin? So we hear this regularly in our kitchen. So as a chef, you can only imagine how excited we get that we can produce these kind of events for folks that have somewhat of a health handicap where they can live on food and change things.
Well, it would seem to me, and Dr. Nick, you can confirm this, that you've got food in a whole, unprocessed, unrefined state, it's got all of the minerals necessary for the body to deal with it, digest it, assimilate, utilize it appropriately.
Whenever my wife and I eat at the Boulay, the main restaurant, two things we notice. First, we never feel toxic when we travel. You know, at home we eat organically, of course. When I travel, you know, you're kind of at the whim of the restaurant or the hotel, and often I'll feel toxic because the food will have chemicals. It's not organic. It's not cooked properly. They use, you know, wrong oils. They use rancid oils, etc. When you eat at Boulay, you never feel toxic. Secondly, I did an experiment. My wife and I celebrated Valentine's Day just a couple of weeks ago, and we had a huge meal and a couple desserts, as we do, and the next day I decided to have my blood work checked just to see how it would look. And lo and behold, my blood sugar came in at 75, which is absolutely perfect, actually lower than it had been the last time I checked it. And my triglycerides went down about 20 points after a full, like, 6-7 course meal, including we indulged because we knew it wasn't going to be unhealthy. We wouldn't feel sick. We wouldn't feel toxic. We wouldn't wake up in the middle of the night feeling ill from bad food. We knew that wouldn't happen with his food. And I just decided, being a scientist, to have my blood work checked, and David would be interested in this. My triglycerides actually went down, and my blood sugar went down about 20 points. It had been fine at about 95, went down to 75, and my triglycerides were 128. They dropped about 10 points. My cholesterol actually went down, too. So if you want your cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar to go down, eat a full-course, 7-course meal at Boulay Restaurant. You can't go wrong, and you'll enjoy it.
And, of course, Chef Boulay, you don't cut back on the fats. You recognize the health and the necessity of good fats.
Absolutely. You know, I became interested in this years past in the 90s when I was feeding customers 3-4 times a week, and they had a nutritionist that would suggest to me what to do, and they always told me what not to do. They never told me what to do. So I became interested, and I realized that I couldn't really trust doctors to teach me about nutrition, and I couldn't trust nutritionists to teach me about cooking. So I started to take on a lot of other things myself, and I started to work with Ray Glahn, the food physiologist, PhD food scientist at Cornell, who came and took test tubes of my work and quantified them from a nutrient density. And then I realized through all these different people that I've been working with, like Dr. Gonzalez, that I've been learning from them, and we're trying to build a matrix of health, a structure. Oils are so important. Canola oil is so good for removing abdominal fat. Walnut oil is so good for your blood vessels. As we know, flaxseed oil is full of the omega-3s, but we need more because we have too much sixes. So I'm trying to balance. I'm learning about, like, for instance, the threes and the sixes, I believe years ago were more in balance. Today, I think we have 30 times more sixes than threes. So, in cooking, if I can arrange these to be more balanced and stay with good high fiber, best fats, organic foods, grass-fed animals, people respond.
Yeah, well, and the body biomarkers are very real, as you said, not only with Lou Reed, but with Dr. Nick Gonzalez confirming that. Listen, can you stick around for one more segment, Chef Boulay?
Absolutely.
All right, well, tell everybody how they can participate. I know there's only a limited number of seats available for this wonderful meal and having Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez lecture between each course, which is very exciting. And we'll talk about that and a little bit more of the passion of Chef David Boulay when we come back. Check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. And I'm getting hungrier with each segment, so stick around. I got to clean
so
up
am I.
The microphone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So as we get hungry and hungrier each segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and Chef David Boulay, I have to ask you, my first experience with a quote-unquote certified organic restaurant many years ago in Washington, D.C., met Nora Pouyon and found out that the rich and famous and the high what do they call it, a hoi polloi of politics in Washington, even the Al Gores and the Clintons at the time, they were going to her restaurant eating organically grown foods. I got to ask you, Chef, did you ever know of Nora Pouyon? I mean, she was ahead of her time in some ways, but it just so pleased that this is a growing movement.
I'm sure we crossed. I was in the same 85 when Old Moshe had organic everywhere on my menu, and it was so unusual. It was esoteric at that time. Wall Street Journal was doing a story about it, and they'd asked me why I was using so many organic products. I basically said that I knew that the plants were relieving these vegetables of fruits at the moment that they were peak ripeness. They weren't relying on any extension or shelf life available to them. And when I cook things, I noticed that the colors were much more vibrant. Also, green things like parsley water, which I started making then, wouldn't change color, even though I could cook it all the way to dry. It would stay clear. I didn't realize about the nutrient density, but I certainly understood the flavor and the color then. At that time, I asked her how much was the sales in organic, what was moving. And remember, she said it was 4.8 million. So today is probably closer to 30 billion. But today, where we are from the farming point, I just got in four crates, about 4x4, of vegetables and fruits from Santa Barbara, all biodynamic. So we're focusing more on the biodynamic of farming now, which means a healthy soil, a soil that has all the humus in it so it can process the nutrients through to our vegetables, our fruits, and to our animals, and then consequently to us. Biodynamic is a much, much safer, stronger, healthier, and eco-friendly way of farming, and I hope that we're going to be able to have a lot more young farmers who are interested in doing this.
So that's taking it up to a whole new level when you're bringing in the Rudolf Steiner philosophy in the production of food. And I know there are a lot of schools around the country that do that, that actually feed children this kind of food. We've raised our children organically, and they're healthier than we were because Dr. Nick and I did not eat this way. Although, as he said, you had a stronger constitution than I had because I was rife with all kinds of conditions. But the food I began eating, you know, 24, 25 years ago, wasn't just a fad, as they tried to say, oh, that organic stuff, it'll never last, right? But everybody, I say everybody, percentage-wise and dollar-wise, the embracing of this form of agriculture is so necessary. And, of course, the health aspect of it. And, Dr. Nick, as you've been teaching so long, that, you know, cancer, a result of the toxicological burden we're facing on this planet, and a lot of it's coming from the food if it's not grown properly.
Oh, absolutely. Unquestionably, cancer is a nutritional disease, and it begins with the soil. You know, Sir Albert Howard said 90 years ago, the great English agronomist, you know, health begins with the soil. He wrote a book called Soil and Health, I think it was like 1940, where he talks about the fact that the health of a culture, the health of a society, depends on the health of the soil and the health of the microorganisms in the soil and the earthworms and all those things that produce healthy plants. Healthy plants produce healthy livestock. Healthy plants and healthy livestock produce healthy people. Healthy people produce healthy culture. So absolutely, it begins with the soil. This is why David is so interesting, because he takes it right back to the soil. He's a chef who's taking the quality of food right back to the soil and the ecology of the soil. This is so extraordinary to me. You know, one of the things I like about his restaurant, whenever we eat there, my wife and I, we have friends, he always invites us back, no matter how busy he is. He's very gracious. And I just love that. You know, people come from all over the world for my advice about nutrition and cancer and disease, and I've lectured all over the world. I love to go there because I know David's going to talk to me and I'm going to learn from him. So it's really a wonderful situation. And I just soak it up. I just love those, you know, those half-hour talks we have after we finish our meal, when he's in the middle of the kitchen, because he's actually in the kitchen. He's there cooking. And one of the nice things about David, he doesn't work from cookbooks. It's all in his head. And he just does it on the spot, and it's always perfect. And I just love going back there and having him talk about nutrition, because he's always filled with enthusiasm and excitement, and he's always got some new information. And I just soak it up and listen. So it's great. I get a tutorial from David Boulay, and it's wonderful. So I really enjoy that. So, David, thank you for having me back. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with me, because it's really incredible.
Well, I'm hoping together that we are going to get results like you did when you tested your blood. We can continue to go to the sources, the healthy sources, which are becoming more and more available to people all over the country, and to teach them how to use and balance and engineer simple meals without a lot of commitment, but to eat a much healthier choice. They will see many things change immediately. Most people talk about when they start eating cleaner vegetables, how their skin clears up. People that will go on up different kinds of gluten realize how much less inflammation, how much more digestive their system seems to be operating. Food is very powerful. You've got to get people to understand how to use it, because there's so many people talking to them about what foods to eat and what not to eat. But we've got to get them to understand that it shouldn't have any intimidation. We have to empower them to have a healthier choice based on their own metabolism, on their own needs, their own joy of food, and make it a lot more accessible. That's what I'm so excited about, being part of a team with doctors like you.
Mm. And you said that, you're quoted on your own website there, that you can't become a good chef by following a recipe. What did you mean by that? Because I know a lot of people are going to say, I ate at your restaurant, I want to do what he does. And how will they be able to do it without any guidance? What's your perspective?
Well, in the early days when I started to do the tasting menus, we opened in Montrachet and then Boulay in 87, we were the first restaurant to really have a tasting menu, an engineered list of dishes that would just be falling out. You had a choice of one or the other. And as that grew, many of my Wall Street clients became so much more seduced by it because they didn't have to think about anything. Once we knew what they liked to eat, what they didn't like to eat, or health or other reasons, we engineered their events. A lot of times they had no clue what they would be getting, and they would eat four or five times a week in the restaurant. But however, when they would have closings or other kind of events, sometimes the folks that came didn't really know about food, and these people didn't know each other. So I have to take care of the host the way I know because of history. Now I have to accept the challenge as a chef, compare with the same level of detail, joy, and execution with those other folks. So as a chef years ago, I accepted to cook almost spontaneously when I'm in these tasting menus. And only through hundreds of small building blocks, which we call mise en place, which are clean, living elements of cooking, that I can compose these spontaneous meals together. And what I mean by that is that Mother Nature changes constantly with you. You have to understand the results you want to accomplish, know how to use technique, and then embrace those two with the level of your own personal emotion, and that becomes your style of cooking. And that's what I mean by that. A recipe is an outline. A recipe is just to give you in sort of a direction, but you have to pay attention to the variables that Mother Nature challenges you every day with, and use technique to employ really wonderful dishes. And once you do that, you'll never stop. The cooking becomes fun, and you're assigning your work, and people feel it's you.
It sounds like you're very nimble in responding to what may appear in your restaurant, because if you're doing it this way, you're not necessarily relying on produce shipped in from South America in the winter, although there's some movement of food. We like to be as local as possible, and it sounds like you're growing as much as you can as well. But to be able to respond to what is available, that used to be standard in humanity. You could only eat what you could produce or get locally. And I think that kind of movement will be of great, let's say, support to our health overall. Eating, the concept of eating seasonally, being something that is supportive of good health.
Absolutely. And I grew up in New England on a farm, and my French family in France, my uncle was a holistic doctor, he's now retired. My grandmother's sister died last year at almost 105, and she ate a lot of chocolate. But more importantly, those folks that I know in New England that are old, and some of the folks in France, they're never sort of challenged by what to eat. They're not afraid of food. You shouldn't be afraid of food. Food has to be living, has to be high quality, has to work for you and give you a lot of pleasure. So it's a little bit complicated here to get people to really trust food. And the best way to do it is to eat in season. I always tell people or cooks, you can't mess up two or three ingredients that are in season. You're always going to have a great dish. And as our body changes through the 12-month cycle, food is there with us. Locally, yes, I mean, when we opened Mission Blue, there were a lot of products we didn't have, so I had to sit with a lot of growers in the winter months with seed catalogs, pay for the seeds, even pay for the labor because no one wanted to take a challenge of a new product they thought they wouldn't be able to sell. But through that process is how we learned what we can grow here, what we can't. But also, through that process 25 years ago, we started to study the ground. We started to bring seeds from France. We had to understand what the ground was going to support in this new vegetable that wasn't here on the market yet, and why it wouldn't grow or why it would grow. So once we started to study the ground, we realized in the ground is all nutrition. And that's what the doctor was just talking about. If it doesn't start in the ground, it's not going to get through the plants, it's not going to get through the animals, and doesn't get to us. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. And when you were talking about older folks, I'd love to have scenarios like we had a few weeks ago where there was a 100-year birthday of a woman that was rolled into the kitchen in the chair. It wasn't a wheelchair, but it was kind of a rolling chair. But the whole family around her. And she was the fastest speaking person watching me cooking. And I thought that, you know, I want to know where Angie was. So I started talking to her about her hobby, which was growing her garden. And she always grew her garden. But then she jumped up out of the chair and walked over to me and said, "What are you doing there at 100 years old?" So, you know, there really aren't any secrets. Just, you know, taking a little bit of your crowded life and focusing it 30, 40 minutes a week and focusing it in a different direction and will bring you a lot more help.
Beautiful. Chef Boulay, how many restaurants do you have now?
We have Boulay. We have several venues where we have a test kitchen. We have Botanical. And then we have a restaurant called Brushstroke, which I did with the largest cooking school in Japan called Tsuji. And we serve kaiseki there, the cuisine of Kyoto, which started in the monastery and is based on the tea ceremony, based on all good, healthy dishes full of the sea, full of fermentation, full of good probiotics, and just basically a designed tasting menu that gives you more energy when you leave than when you arrive.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And that is hard to find.
The commitment you have to quality and health is just extraordinary, and I'm so glad you've invited Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez back to speak. I will have to attend one of them. Perhaps I could speak one day, but certainly it's a limited number of participants that can join at any given moment. So do they sign up through your website?
Yes, if they go to davidboulay.com, we'll still right now they'll see four doctors that have posted. One is a naturopath dentist. We have Gary Noll, you probably know, who's vegan.
Yep.
He'll be lecturing about the longevity of life. And then we have another doctor who will be coming in talking about the balance of hormones and how food has a lot to do with it and how sometimes you do the wrong thing. For instance, some people should be eating cooked kale, not raw kale.
All right, stand by. We're up against another break. We'll be back to wrap it up after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, man, yum, yum.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Man, one of the most amazing things that I'm hearing, talking with Chef David Boulay along with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, is the connection between the doctor and the chef. You know, how interesting is this? It used to be, and Dr. Nick, you know this, in the medical profession, allopathic specifically, you go to the doc, he writes you a script for drugs, toxic substances that for which there is no established deficiency in the body, much less proficiency. But here we are talking about, and thanks to the passion of Chef Boulay, the connection of the doctor to this prescription for food, and real health and real healing. This is a revolution.
Food begins with the soil, as we said before. And my greatest aim is that there'll be more people like David and more really good quality biodynamic farmers out there so that I could retire. Because if people are eating healthy food, they won't need doctors like me. They won't need cancer. So that would, and then I would become, I'd go apprentice myself to David, learn how to cook and learn how to grow food. But that's my goal, is that there'll be enough people like David Boulay in the world preaching the word of good soil, good health, biodynamically raised produce and livestock, so that people like me who are treating people after everything's collapsed won't be necessary. And that's what should be. And that would be my greatest goal.
I think that the chef and the doctor have a lot in common. There is a man that I know who passed away recently. He invested in a lot of his wealth into science. And you tell me one day the chef's office will be across from the doctor's office, because you'll be able to understand exactly your genes, the lifestyle that you need to eat, and you'll rely on the chef to make it fun and a tasty life. And I've learned myself by taking the ION test, individual optimal nutritional test, to understand exactly where all my cells and organs are functioning. I started doing this about 14 years ago. I landed in Canyon Ranch in Tucson. And I realized that I could, through those tests, which I do many of them, because not one's going to tell you a whole story, and your body may be different today or tomorrow, but through those tests and consistently focusing on where I was, that food could change things. And sometimes how I seduce the doctors to come and lecture is I go visit them or get a physical. And I was with a doctor not long ago, one of the university medical schools here, and I presented my ION test, and he looked at it and said to me, "Well, you don't have to take a colon or prostate. You don't even have markers. You're far away from being diabetic as you can be, and your white blood cells don't even look for cancer on vacation." And then I thought, well, here goes the D-. I'm going to get a D- now because he wants me to take blood pressure. I was 110 over 61, and years ago I used to be on medication. So food can turn it all around, and I'm learning as a guinea pig how it works. And now I have customers coming in saying, they can have three desserts and not eat insulin when they get home and they're diabetic. I'm very excited about continually learning and practicing.
Well, you are truly a living inspiration, Chef, and Dr. Nick is always the sphere of influence and circle of friends that you have are really dedicated in their own passionate and expert way to bring this about. As we said, there's not one way, but we do know one way we must embrace food as our ancestors did, as opposed to the way it's been chemicalized and factoryized. And this is a movement that has shown no signs of slowing. In fact, it may be the only movement that can salvage what is left of civilization.
If I could add one thing, too. A few days ago in the New York Times, a big story about cancer. And there was a woman presented there. It's my wife's best friend's mother. And what they gave her not too long to live. She's having an issue with cancer. But because she had a certain gene in the DNA, she was eligible for testing. And once she started taking new medication, she's been really, really healthy. So healthy that she took herself off, and she shouldn't have, and she got sick and went back on. But that was only a few days ago. And basically what we're seeing now is, like Mark Hyman says, we go after the system, not the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, with cancer, they're going after the DNA gene, not the cancer cell. So I think we're all celebrating a different way of looking at things, and food is still the major role.
Mm. Fantastic. Dr. Nick, we got about a minute left. I just can't say thank you enough for connecting us, and I look forward to being in New York to see you both one day soon, or wherever you're going to be. This fits right in with our message of healing, Dr. Nick, perfectly.
Oh, absolutely. So any of you out there who are in the New York City area that want to hear me talk and get the taste of David's food, you just sign up for the lecture. And there's a whole series of lectures. And again, mine is March 11th on a Wednesday, 6:30. And you won't regret it. It'll be a wonderful experience. People who went before were really, really happy with it. And in fact, they had to turn people away. We had a full house.
Nice. So I expect that again. David Boulay, BoulayBoulay.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez is at dr-gonzalez with a Z at the end.com. And we'll have you both back on again. Of course, Dr. Nick, I can't wait. This is so delicious, but we're out of time. Doctor and Chef, what a great combination.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thank you both.
Thank you, Robert.
And
Thank
with,
you
the, with that, the one final message we leave you with, and it's true, the power to heal and be delicious is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.